T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Max. Max, drop by anytime, man. We've had a blast with you this week. We appreciate you sitting in for Jed. And the hair metal mixed in with Bruce Springsteen and Cheap Trick and some of the other eclectic stuff that you run out there. You need to work on your fades, though. You could have kept that up there a little longer. Anyway, let's get to the Cindio HRO Twitter question. It has to do with some props, and I won't necessarily, Bruce, get your take on this because this question kind of has to do with at least one of our picks with State Farm guys. So,
all right.
And we'll let you know what those are here in a minute. But the question for today is, who gets more yards on Sunday at KFH Radio is where you can find it. Julio Jones receiving, Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing, Ezekiel Elliott rushing, DeAndre Hopkins receiving. All those guys had good days last Sunday. I think Julio was in the 140 range. Hopkins caught a career high 14 balls for about 150-something. CEH had 138 on the ground. I don't think Zeke got to 100, but anyway. There's your four to pick from, and actually Zeke and Julio go head-to-head. They're playing each other. Currently, DeAndre Hopkins receiving yards carrying the day, 38%. Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing, 34.5%. And then Zeke and Julio are fighting it out for third place.
That's got a pretty good defensive front that the Chiefs are facing, I think. At least the two ends.
But
really good. Good linebackers.
Yeah, did Lee give you pause without giving away your pick by him making a pick that the Chargers would not only cover but win? That tweak you at all?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. It did? Okay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I said,
I'd say so.
We'll find out later when we actually make our picks. And Bruce last week was 4-2. I was 3-3. And Todd Benway will jump in for State Farm. We will pick the Chiefs spread, the Chiefs total, Oklahoma State spread, Seattle-New England spread, that's 3.5. That's the primetime game,
that's
Sunday night football.
That's a fun game.
I think
looking
it will be, too.
To that.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. That's a good one.
And then we'll pick the Dallas-Atlanta game. I got Dallas at 3.5, although Lee had him at 4.5. But I got him at 3.5 for our game. And we will have a prop for State Farm, and that's who will have more rushing yards, Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Zeke Elliott. And the total of the Dallas game is 52.5. So those are the picks. Those are the that's high for a NFL game.
It is high.
So more NFL teams will start allowing fans in the stands, because frankly they're losing a ton of money without them. And this is a weird and potentially dangerous tightrope to walk. And let's see. What do we have? We had like 6,000 fans in Cleveland last night for the Browns-Bengals game. The Chiefs and the Jaguars were the only stadiums with fans in them last week.
Already now, had one positive in Kansas City, and they've suggested that people in attendance there. And what were there, Shane, 12,000, something like that at that game?
I think it was more like 16, but I'm not exactly
16?
Sure.
16, yeah. So suggesting that people that went to that game quarantine. Interesting.
That the miraculous number that came out of that, besides just the one fan, was no staffers or players for the Chiefs or the Texans tested positive at the end of that.
Isn't that something?
So great. Great for them.
It is great.
The Cowboys, we talked about the Cowboys playing Atlanta at Jerry World this weekend. They are losing $77 million per game.
Mm-hmm.
Or $616 million over the span of 8 home games. Both the Chiefs and the Jags drew around 16,000. According to Forbes, Dallas loses the most per game. $77 million is what their windfall is without fans. Now, we'll see what that number shows after the attendance is revealed on Sunday, which we believe to be around 20,000 because Jerry World is over 100,000 capacity. So even if you limit it to 20% or so, or even 25%, you'll have a good amount of fans there, and they'll be making some noise. After the Cowboys' $77 million per game hit drops all the way down to $39 million per game for the Patriots, according to Forbes. They're the next in line as far as losing
the most.
Still
a pretty big number.
$39 million per game, followed by the Giants, the Texans, and the Jets. And all those guys are in the $27 million to $32 million per game range. These numbers include tickets, concessions, sponsors, parking, merchandise. So it's not only the amount of fans that actually are there, but what they spend and the marketing sponsorships and brand activations in the stadium that generate money.
Sure.
Jerry Jones, for his part, the owner and GM of the Cowboys, says they'll, quote, play it by ear and see how it goes, unquote. He and they, as far as I can see, have not really said what they've limited their attendance to. Like any other stadium in a state that allows it or a city that allows it has kind of come out and said, okay, 20%, 22%, you know, K-State got real specific as far as their percentage. So did Arrowhead. But I haven't heard anything, excuse me, that the Cowboys have trotted out there as, here's how many we're going to allow. And isn't that so very Jerry Jones of,
I
don't want to totally be a lightning rod one way or the other, so we'll just play it by ear and see how it goes. The Bengals didn't have any fans at their opener, and they were at Cleveland last night, but they'll have 6,000 in their next two home games.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing here, Bruce, from the Broncos is 5,700 fans their next game. Is that about right?
Correct. That's okay. That's for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
The Colts will have 2,500 at their yard. Lucas Oil Stadium, I think, is what it's still called. And the Dolphins are going to try 13,000. And Cleveland, this is how anti-Cowboys the Browns were last night, 6,789. And I have no idea how they just landed on that, but how very 2020 of our NFL attendance numbers, ranging from 500 at Mile High for the Titans game to somewhere around 16,000 for the Jags and Chiefs home games. And we'll let you know Monday how many Jerry let into AT&T Stadium for the Cowboys and Falcons game, because when there's nobody there, these guys are losing money hand over fist. So they're trying to alleviate those losses little by little. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little baseball, and this is a fascinating topic and a book of how baseball happened. It's Thomas Gilbert. He's the author. And the name of the book is How Baseball Happened, Outrageous Lies Exposed, The True Story Revealed. I don't know that I've ever heard a topic of a book, quite this out there. I can't wait to talk about it. How Baseball Happened, Outrageous Lies Exposed, The True Story Revealed. Baseball Talk with author Tom Gilbert when hour number two resumes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.